Hi, Mama. It's Kim, Mamna, the Shade of Woman. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that you have been very gentle with yourself. I must apologize and catch my technical breath. Had a little glitch here and there, and so it kind of set me back just a little bit to get this up and going. Anyway, I'm here, and I hope that you are too. So, Mama, what a week. What a week. And I know I can probably say that in a collective breath because every week is a what a week. Hopefully some of you have been on spring break and have been able to rejuvenate and take some time with family and breathe. I have baseball. And yes, it's been busy. But minus school, it's been doable. And my little one, I like to call him my little one, but he really isn't little. But we have been able to do some, you know, round the town things together, you know, check out a couple of restaurants, expand his palate. He's been in this zone of willingness to try different things. And I have to give him credit because when he was younger, he was very picky. And some of the pickiness was due to texture. But anyway, he also had quite the palate for, you know, things that many children would not eat. So here we are doing these different places. And one of the best ways to do that is to be able to go to local restaurants and, you know, be able to sample their ware. And he's enjoyed it, you know, go to different restaurants and try it out. So anyway, that's neither here nor there, just a little chit chat in our little hug up session. But in all fairness, on the topic of trying different things, again, this podcast might not be something for you because maybe you don't gain anything from it, which is fine, Mama. It really is fine. There is a multitude of options, and I get that. Now, for those of you who stick around and find something in this, you know, like I've told you before, this is a conversation and this is totally authentic. And it's like sitting together in a living room and having, you know, some girl time. Anyway, back to the idea of trying new things. Now, we as moms, like I try to stress, we're not monolithic. And one of the ideal ways of understanding our variances, right, within ourselves is when we're raising little ones, and I do truly mean little ones, toddlers, you know, into younger kids, we have this tendency of making sure that meals are prepared that they like, you know, and we find ourselves, many of us anyway, some of you may not, some of you may have started the palate training years ago. And by default, what we eat, we tend to feed our children. However, down to the nuts and bolts of it, if your child does not eat A, B, C, you're not going to fix it because you know how frustrating that can be, right? When you fix something and they won't eat it, and you could hold them down, tie them down, try to force them. But the will of the child is going to give you a fight, right? So anyway, so we have this ability to start to make sure we curtail our cooking and our offerings and our grocery shopping based on what our children like. And believe it or not, it is true. Admit it or not, it is true. And then we find ourselves adapting, or should I say, giving in to what it is that we have in the house, which they like. And many times when we go to the grocery store and there are things that we see that we want, we're like, remember those days when? Anyway, so being in that position of having to constantly kind of do things within the confines of what our children or family dictate. We kind of get complacent, you know, not willing to try new things, expand our palates. It's like we kind of hit a growth stop, not a spurt, but a growth stoppage. So I was thinking about it, right? How many of you have someone around you or even yourself where there's something interesting you want to do, but you're not, I don't know, that's not my thing. Or somebody invites you over to their house and they're having a meal and this person might be from a differing cultural background, for instance, and they have certain kinds of foods that they're serving. Have you ever been around that person or been that person where you look at it and you don't know what it is, you know, you haven't really asked. And in your mind, you're like, I don't know what that is. I'm not trying it. I find curry to be one of those things that people have preconceived ideas of how it should taste and they associate it with different things or whatever. But it is mainly, the color is a turn off for some, and not knowing exactly what curry is. There are a few people, and I have experienced this, that if you serve the curry, they're like, well, oh, that's nice. It smells really good, but they opt for the baked chicken, you know? And I've had one person tell me before, they don't do curry, they don't like the smell, they don't like this, but they've never had it, right? They've never had it. But when we're adults, we don't try to coax each other into trying things. And somewhere we lose that, you know, that childlike ability to say, well, let me try it at least once. And mama, sometimes we are taking out the spice, literally the spice of our life, like trying different things. What are we so afraid of? Is it that we're so comfortable that we just, part of us just are like, nah, I like this instead? Or is there some kind of a fear of change? Yeah, you know, or maybe it's just a fear of the unknown. Now, the palate is a very interesting thing. It's a great tool to exercise trying new things, because if you don't like it, you just spit it out. You know, wash out your mouth a couple of times, drink some water, maybe get something else to drink, and you'll be fine, right? But it's the act of trying new things and surprising yourself with, that's pretty good. Or, wow, I did not expect that. But in this journey of life, in this journey of motherhood, in this journey of self, maybe sometimes we need to step out a little bit more and try something new. It might add a little bit of richness to you, you know? It might definitely add some variance to you. And you never know where it would lead. You know, and these are simple things that we can do to try new things that really and truly can delight our souls. And you might have a new awakening, maybe not so drastic, but you know what I'm saying. First is trying that new dish. Then before you know it, you try another, you know, and then all of a sudden you decide, you know what, maybe I should try this festival. Maybe it's a festival you've never really thought of going to because you just don't know. But I'm just saying, mama, try something new. We tell our kids all the time, right? We get so frustrated when they're just stuck on the same thing. The chicken nugget. What do you want for dinner? Chicken nugget. We go to a nice restaurant. What do you want? Chicken nugget. And we're sitting there like, oh my Lord, there is so much more than chicken nugget. Well, no, that's the same way with you. That's the same way with us. It's just as adults, we somehow slide away from that, you know, and we don't see ourselves in that position because we are the ones helping the kids to expand their palates. So do me a favor, mama, going through the week, try something new, simple and new. New, you know, within reason. You know, nothing crazy. I mean, if you want to go crazy, that's on you. But you don't have to be crazy to try something new. And you're not doing it for anything else than just yourself, you know? Just yourself expanding on something that you already know. You know, maybe it's trying a new hairdo. Maybe you might want to, you know, you wear your hair down all the time and you decide, I'm going to try putting it in a ponytail, slick it back and have that ponytail either high or in a bun. But it may be something you don't generally do. But it's simple and it's within your reach. And I guarantee you there are several things like that. There are several things like that. I went shopping the day before yesterday. And was buying some new shirts. And I am a very basic person when it comes to color schemes and stuff. My comfort zone is in straight lines and muted colors, black, gray, you know, that kind of stuff, white, whatever. And so I saw this shirt and it was a multitude of blues. It was like splish splashy liney kind of shirt. And anyway, it was a great design and it looked wonderful on the hanger. And I'm looking at it and my son was with me and there was another shirt, which really was definitely not me. I would have probably bought it and put it in the closet and sat it there for a long time. But I was looking at it and I decided I am going to get a new pattern in my closet, right? But I was a little tepid and so I asked my son, I said, you like this one, picking up the one initially that I probably would have left in the closet. And he said, it's okay. And then he looked at the one with all the blues and just a real abstract kind of liney design. And he goes, I think this one would look better on you. And I looked at it and I was like, well, it's close enough to basic. The colors are cool and muted somewhat and nothing too shocking, you know, there aren't frills flying on it everywhere and it's a very standard shirt, you know, sleeveless shirt. And so I picked it up and I looked at it and I looked at the other one, which was floral. I'm not a florally person. And I'm looking at the two of them and trust me, the apprehension, right? Because I was like, I don't want to buy something this time and leave it in my closet, but I really needed to mix it up, right? So I bit the bullet and I chose the one that he liked. I didn't even try it on. I just went out on a limb, right? And again, like I said, this is so simple. This is trivial and so simple. But on the inside, the conversations that I was having with myself about this very simple decision, I couldn't go wrong with buying that shirt. But for me, making that choice and trying something different, it was a conversation, a whole conversation I was having with myself. Anyway, long story short, I bought the shirt, I brought it home. And something said, go try it on. And I did. And you know what, Mama? I love the shirt. I'll probably wear it quite a bit. And I looked at myself in the mirror in the shirt, trying to find everything that was not working, right? And I looked and I couldn't find anything, if I were being honest with myself, which I really was trying to be very honest with myself. It was very pleasing. It was very flattering. It was... The material was so smooth and really there was nothing wrong with the shirt. And you know what? Thank you, my son. I tried this new and I love it. Okay. And it brought a smile to my face and it was a comfort. And the comfort really was not in the shirt. Okay. The comfort was in feeling good about making a choice, trying something new. And just not giving in to the comfort zone, right? And like I said, these things are very basic, very simple things. You don't have to go crazy, you know? Just try something new, yeah? Try a new dish, try a new outfit, try a new hairstyle, try a new lipstick. We talked about it before with the lipstick. Just try something new, Mama. Try it. You know, do yourself a favor while you're out and about this week and something crosses your mind. Have some fun. Have some fun. Okay? You only live once, right? And your experiences are your experiences. And if you choose to do something that puts a smile on your face, you know, and makes you feel warm and satisfied, try it. Right, Mama? Just try it. Just try something new. And that's this podcast for today. And I hope that you gleaned something from it. And I hope that you continue to be gentle with yourself and give yourself some credit, Mama. You're here. You're doing it. You're doing good. Okay? You're doing good. You are enough and you are not alone. And when we get bogged down with some of the heavier stuff, try to find something that lightens it. Put a smile on your face. Smiling doesn't cure everything, but boy, does it give you a hug. So thank you for joining Kim Mom the Shade of Woman. It's a hug up. It's a support. And it's telling you you're not alone. So go ahead and tune in Thursdays and Sundays, new material. And, you know, listen to the podcast, show some love, and subscribe and share. Anyway, I really do hope that you have a wonderful week, Mama. Bye-bye. Thank you.